Hey everybody, hope you're all having a really nice day. Where I am, it's late fall and the weather is cold at nighttime, below freezing. During the day, maybe 10 degrees or less Celsius, or if you're measuring in Fahrenheit, around 40 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit. And this time of year, as I have mentioned in very recent podcasts, and I do about once a year, I'm very excited about the holidays coming up. I do celebrate Thanksgiving with my family, and we'll do that again this year. But also, along with other friends who have birthdays in November, I do celebrate my birthday, and it was a very nice evening that I had last night with family, with a cake that tasted delicious. And similarly, as far as gift giving goes, I tend to get started early with my shopping for Christmas. And sometimes hard to choose, especially for specific people in my family who seem to have everything that they need, or at least their hobbies are so specific that it's hard to know what they might want. And lately it's been my habit to select something that we can all enjoy, but really give one of these things to a specific person, and then perhaps we'll have fun using it together. And in that vein, the type of gift that I'm thinking of is games. And I've enjoyed learning about games from some of my students. Those games include card games like, a lot of my students do enjoy Uno, but I learned about Set, which is a cool pattern selection game. And also I learned about Canoodle, which is a different puzzle game from students. And then I'm very lucky also that my son is learning to play chess. So he's not yet five years old, but just in the past, I would say, 2 months or less, he's picked up the game very quickly, and we've had a lot of fun playing. We play sometimes before school in the morning. We also play in the evening, sometimes when we get home or after dinner, but also we tend to play one or even two games before bed. At the moment, I do take three pieces off of my side of the board on the queen's side so that he has a bit more chance of winning a game. At first, I was still winning the majority of the games, and at this point, he's gotten good enough that he can beat me 2 out of 3 times, which he did handily last night. So these kinds of things where we enjoy time with family and it's a friendly competition, I think it's one of the highlights of winter because we spend so much time inside. I really do like vacation when we have these breaks from school. So at the moment during Thanksgiving, it's 4 days, 5 days, depending on your school in the United States. And then at Christmas, New Year's, it's about 2 weeks, even 3 weeks at some schools. Some schools have spring break in March. The public schools tend to have spring break in April. And then the summer holiday comes finally, end of May, June, and lasts until end of August or early September. So the longest holiday, summer recess, that's the longest vacation time in the United States. It's 2 to 3 months, depending on what level of school you're at. 2 months for high school or lower, and tends to be 3 months for university. And I hope to hear from some of my listeners by message, and I'd like to invite you again all to share what the weather is like where you are this time of year in November or in December. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.